Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
What are you getting so crazy about? It's just music. It's not that big a deal.
Hello to all, and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. We're a music podcast. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, my great friend, co-founder, and co-host, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. This is another day of our April 2023 new music. It's been a bumper crop of picks that we had in, and one band has just gone crazy to the top of the charts. Never had an experience like this when so many different people, unbeknownst to each other, picked the same new music album from a month. It's cue synchronicity right there by the Police. Yeah, there you go. Weird, but cool. I mean, I had not heard of the record. I'd heard of the band, but I didn't know they had a new one, and it's great. Really, really great. We've got three picks today, and excited about that. And just before we jump into those, I want to mention really quick, one more time, I mentioned this yesterday, but we are having a Suburbs Fest in Louisville. This will be one to kick off the year 2023 for us. We're going to have two Suburbs Fest this year, one in Louisville, one in the DC area once again. And we have secured a wonderful lineup for three nights. It's going to be August 3rd, August 4th, and August 5th. And you can go to suburbspod.com. There's a banner right on the front you can click on, or just go directly to suburbspod.com/fest and get all the details. We're going to go to a minor league baseball game. There's a hootenanny and open mic with Frank Muffin as the house band. And we're going to have Dash Rip Rock and the Excuses on Saturday night. Should be a great time. All right. With that out of the way, we're going to start off today with a call from the always excellent Roger Grace. And I do want to mention to everybody before we hear Roger's picks, which are always cool and eclectic, and I love them. He mentioned in his email that he was feeling down in the dumps, and I can understand it, that his team, MK Dons, were relegated to League 2 over the weekend or recently, and that's a real bummer, man. I see here that they just missed out by 1 point to Cambridge United, and that's really, really too bad. Only able to get 3 points of the last five, it looks like. So that's a shame. I understand how relegation feels when you support a team, although usually with Norwich, they get it over with about 10 games to go in the season, so you don't have to suffer on the final day. But we'll have to hear from Roger, and I'd love to maybe get the backstory on his MK Dons fandom, because I know a little bit, but not very much, that there was something with the team Wimbledon that moved to a new location to Wimbledon, I believe, and it was a very controversial move from a team that had been in that same area since the late 1800s, I believe. I don't know the whole story, so we'll have to get Roger to set us straight on that when he gets a chance. If he would so kindly do that, I would appreciate it very much. All right, so now let's go over to the tape player and hit play on Roger Grace.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. It's Roger Grace from a very misty and dreak Montrose in Scotland. Two picks for my April new music. The first is from the Welsh group Skindred. They hail from Newport in South Wales, and they're an interesting mix blending both metal and Jamaican rap music. They're a great group, and I saw them recently live. They've got a new album coming out in August called Smile, and they've been releasing tracks as they go along. So the track I'd like you to play is If I Could, and if you can start it about 1 minute 50 in to get a real flavour of their musical style.
Should I would have could have, 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 should I would have could have
The second group is from Norwegian metalers Kveldsattack. I hope I pronounced that right. I saw them a couple of years ago supporting Metallica in Birmingham in the England, not in Alabama. They're a fantastic group, and they've come back with a new album due out in September called Endling. They've just released the first track from this, and it's goes by the name of Krutaveg te Helvet. I hope I pronounced that correctly. According to the band's website, it's a celebration of the intolerable levels of hardships of being in a popular rock band in 2023. Though I'm not sure if that comes across in the lyrics. Anyway, that's all for me from this month. Bye.
Hi Jim, Patrick the Intern and the Rocking of the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin, straight out of detention with my April new music picks. My first pick is from Australian band The Hard-Ons with a new single called Apartment for Two from an album called Ripper 23 out on the 2nd of June. This song is an exciting slab of Ramonesy punk rock. It's driving, full of hooks, and just stupid fun. The arrival of Tim Rogers from UMI on vocals on the last record seems to have reinvigorated this band, and I'm really excited to hear what the rest of Ripper 23 sounds like.
Come.
My second pick is Thinking Clearly by Kay Tempest from a new EP called Nice Idea. This EP, from what I've read, was recorded in 5 days during a break in Kay's current touring for their album, The Line is a Curve. It was released physically on Record Store Day as a 12-inch EP, and it's just hit digital platforms now. It's a solid EP, but Thinking Clearly is the definite standout on it. It harkens back to Kay's second album, Let There Be Chaos, sonically. It's kind of a dark, brooding English hip-hop track. Anyway, that's all from me. Hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
Whose mind is this, mine or the bot behind my timeline? Can't lie, I've not got the time to consider when exactly I began to figure that the bigger the picture, the smaller I feel. It's good to restrict the field, it feels clear. I'll rouse up my hate and agree with the image. The memes in my mind come to life and make my opinions streamlined like they were designed to do. Uproar, but what I could really show up for is box fresh kicks and a Mark IV Supra. Who needs a past if you can't have a future? Who needs a future? I want the features, I want approval. The horsemen are coming, their hooves on the rooftops are brutal. Back to the feudal, you're worth your weight in disapproval.
Thinking clearly, staying focused, taking care. Thinking clearly, staying focused, paying attention. Thinking clearly, staying focused, taking care. Thinking clearly, paying attention.
Everything's gone and the battles I won weren't worth half the time I spent getting things wrong. I've become a repetitive clone who can't think, can't speak, except to say I do what I want. When the heavens all sunk, the ground rose up, the rebels got drunk on the pound nose, blood for the struggle, saying I'm out for justice. Hobble past luxury cars full of bougie giraffes whose eyes are unplugged appliances, rock bottom prices. I'm not buying it when everything's wrong like it's wrong, and you've settled for so much less than you thought you would have done. When the treble's too loud, the frequencies drown out, the deeper reserves are down, and now decency walks round murderers looking her eyes, ready to die for whatever the program decides.
Yeah, hi, this is Keith Jacobson. I'm calling from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I just found your podcast recently. It was an excellent episode about Badfinger, and that's how I found it. So I'm a first-time caller, and I understand you guys do these new music episodes, and I wanted to call in with my picks for April. I got two of them for you, but there was a ton of good music that came out in April. Apologies to the National, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, Rose City Garden. But two albums that I'm going to go with. One is the band Wednesday, and their album is called Rat Saw God, featuring the guitar work of MJ Lenderman. The track you should check out from this, I would say they're sort of like if the Beths went crunchy. And my other album for the month of April is Dave Hawes, the California via Philly rocker. He released a new album, Drive It Like It's Stolen. It's just straight ahead, good old rock music. And I suggest that you check out the title track, Drive It Like It's Stolen. Hey, I understand you guys have a radio station, too. That sounds really cool. I'm going to have to check that out. And, hey, thanks again. Look forward to listening to more episodes of this cool podcast you guys put together.
Let's see, Jacobson. Jacobson. No, doesn't ring a bell. I'm not sure who that is, but it's great to have him on board. Always great to have a first-time caller like this Keith Jacobson fella. I appreciate it very much. And I appreciate Keith being flexible because Wednesday Mania has taken over April 2023 new music, folks. Everybody, if you haven't already, you better go out and buy this album right away because it's definitely taken over the pod. And I know Keith had mentioned the song Chosen to Deserve, but that's also the one that was mentioned by Stephen Routledge. And I believe Harris King mentioned it, too. So Keith was able to provide an alternate selection. So the song we heard was TV in the Gas Pump right there from Wednesday. Rat Saw God, the album of the month for sure from Suburbs Pod Record Club. Maybe we start that next. You send in a penny and you get 12 albums. Yeah, that's a good idea. Worked out so well for Columbia House. There's no way they made any money on Columbia House Records Club, did they? I don't know. Must have been a loss leader. Anyway, am I still talking? Sure I am. This has been another chapter in new music, and I want to tell you guys here really quick, just shuffles papers. Let's see. We have about, 6. But 6 or 7 picks, I believe, left. So that's enough for a couple few episodes here. That'll get us through this week and maybe spill over into the beginning of next week. And then we got some really good stuff in the can that I think you're going to like. And it's going to be good. Trees are involved. Let me just put it that way. All right, folks. Thank you very much once again for listening. And I want to thank Roger, Liam, and Keith Jacobson for calling in as always, and I'm so glad Liam is out of detention and back on the new music train. So we appreciate that very much, too. All right. With that, we will sign off. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to say we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Straight out of detention. 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 Straight out of detention.